Starting today, the city of Denver is joining nearly all jurisdictions in the metro area to require masks be worn in indoor spaces. However, businesses can exempt themselves if they show that they are requiring proof of vaccination from employees and customers against COVID-19. At a news conference, Mayor Michael Hancock said that he is calling it a vax or mask mandate. To receive a mask exemption, a business would have to submit a plan to a health department showing how it would verify that at least 95% of people in their establishments at any time are vaccinated. Denverite reports that almost 90% of the city's residents, 12 and older, have received at least one dose, and 8 out of 10 are fully vaccinated. The head of Denver Health, Robin Wittenstein, said that people are coming into hospitals now sicker than ever before, and in larger numbers than seen before. She added that the system is on the brink of collapse. In Aurora, a group of Republican city council members are asking the city manager to disregard a mask mandate for Adams and Arapahoe counties. The Sentinel reports that the order goes into effect today and requires everyone 2 years or older to wear a face mask covering in indoor spaces. The group said that is resisting the order includes Mayor Michael Kaufman, and they claim that the Tri-County Health Agency doesn't have the authority over the entire city. In other metro areas, Boulder County has had a mask mandate since Friday, September 3rd, that is in effect until the health director amends it. Yesterday, Broomfield ordered that masks are required for everyone over the age of 2 in all city and county facilities. A mask order in Larimer County went into effect in late October and will remain until infection and hospitalization levels are reduced. Douglas County is the only jurisdiction in the metro Denver area that is not implementing a mask order. Those there, over 18, can claim an exemption. However, the schools in Douglas County still require face coverings. Colorado Governor Jared Polis said yesterday he would not be ordering another statewide mask requirement. His statement came at about an hour after a consortium of medical officials from Denver, Boulder, and Jefferson counties said that they are implementing their masking orders in the metro area because of a lack of action by the state and to avoid overwhelming the state's hospital system. At least 10 residents of a motel in Aurora have sued the owner of a facility, claiming that they were illegally evicted last month. KDVR reports that the suit alleges that armed private security guards told the residents of the Summit View Inn on East Colfax to move out immediately without any notice or even time to gather their belongings. Attorneys say that people did not have time to collect passports, other forms of identification, medical prescriptions, or even clothes. The plaintiffs claim that the property owner violated state laws about eviction that require a court order, and only after such order, the county sheriff, not private security guards, can enforce the eviction. Workers at HelloFresh, meal kit delivery firm, have voted not to form a union at its facility in Aurora. Their vote was almost 2-1 against organizing. Colorado Public Radio reports that Kevin Abels, president of the union that helped the workers, said that HelloFresh spent thousands of dollars a day on anti-union consultants and held repeated captive audience meetings while workers were on the clock. A former immigration attorney from Boulder is facing new charges from the district attorney's office. Emily Cohen is already scheduled to be tried on charges that she stole money from clients. Now she has been charged with forging documents and lying about COVID-19 test results. The Daily Camera reports that Cohen was found guilty 7 years ago on 13 counts of theft of more than $40,000 from 7 immigrant families because she did not do the work she agreed to perform. That conviction was overturned in 2018, and Cohen is set to go on to go to trial for a second time in about 10 days. When she failed to appear earlier this month at a court hearing, prosecutors say she submitted false documents indicating she had tested positive in order to excuse her absence. Currently, Cohen is in jail in Iowa and is awaiting extradition back to Colorado. Police in Aurora have arrested a teenage suspect in a shooting last week at Nome Park near Aurora Central High School, in which 6 people were injured. The incident occurred a week ago Monday. The 15-year-old who was arrested yesterday has been charged with attempted first-degree murder. A second shooting in Aurora last week took place at Hinckley High School on Friday, and 3 teens have been arrested in that matter. The National Weather Service is predicting a 20% chance of snow today afternoon. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with highs around 45. For Thanksgiving Day, it will be sunny with the highs in the low 50s. Right now, it's about 43 in Boulder and 39 in Denver and Fort Collins. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.